Man is endless life on exhibition. And last, what shall we say of principle? Why, principle holds in its fist the beginnings, the foundations, the substances, the controlling influences of the universe and all that therein is. Does it lack animation, intelligence, magnanimity, graciousness? Certainly not. Principle is a compound of mind, life, love. It permeates them all, just as they all permeate it. They are a perfect blend, which puts on its foremost exhibition in man. Hence it is that man has the fortitude, the intelligence, the will to face problems, suffering, despair itself. He cannot help believing that, regardless of appearances, all must be well with him and with the world when principle is at the helm. For him, the everlasting arms are underneath. The names we have just accorded deity are abstractions in a way. They become cognizable and feelable only as they find manifestation in the things and the creatures of the universe, among which man is the highest, so far as we know. Unseen in themselves, they spring into visibility in him. Thereby does he become a witness to their presence. Life and mind issue forth in man. In doing so, they necessarily retain their inherent qualities of sufficiency and permanence. Hence it is that man is a living, intelligent, enduring entity. The same is true of love and principle, with the result that man, in his true status, is the very embodiment of graciousness, devotion, kindliness, rectitude, and integrity. Hence it is written, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Here you have the oneness of God and man. The fear has been that in emphasizing the oneness of man and life, people will identify life with materiality. What they will do is this. They will identify life with the best they are at the moment. This is all anyone can do, whatever he may say or dream. And this is quite enough, for if we identify ourselves with the highest reaches of present attainment, we shall be ready for the next higher rungs of the ladder. No one can picture the ultimate. Progress comes by steps, slow and short maybe, but they come by the individual acknowledging and acting upon the acknowledgement that he is an epitome of the energies and intelligences of the universe, a reflection thereof, if you like. Therefore, he is in the possession and enjoyment of incontestable dominion. From these fundamentals, we are ready to agree that life, the life of man, is irrevocably continuous, that intelligence, individualized in man, is sufficient for all legitimate demands on him, and that principle, abroad in his domain, makes him unaware of unprincipled invitations, while love builds him immune to littleness.